It's the Movie Spoilers Podcast, putting all them movies on blast. You might hear some fucked up shit when you tune in. We don't hold back, it's just how we do it.
People, oh my god, we are back, or at least I'm back for another edition. I got to do what I do best, and I got to welcome you to Movie Spoilers episode 232. Hold on, hold up, I'm in a different country now, so let me go ahead and say it in the right terminology. That's Japanese for welcome to Movie Spoilers, people. My Japanese is tight now, son. Somebody too sweet this boy right here, or whatever. I'm just spoiling those. The most obviously the phenomenal one, that's right, and I'm recording this live via Tokyo. I was gonna say, what country is this again? Yeah, Tokyo, Japan, that's right. Still on my Asia tour, so bear with me now, you know, bear with me a lot. First thing I gotta do is I want to thank everyone that checked out the top five worst summer movies that we posted on YouTube. Well, at least that I posted on YouTube. That was easily one of our first time just being on YouTube in general. So we got about, I want to say, about 5,749 views. So five thumbs up, no thumbs down. Got about three comments here and stuff like that. Some stuff I need to still go over or whatever. But I want to thank every one of you spoiling bastards out there for checking out that video. I want to thank you all for looking it out. 5,749, you know, I was trying to go for that 10,000, but you know what? I'm happy with that number that we got there, because that being our first ever video, which is more to come, I'm like, hey, that's a winner to me. Hey, at least it ain't fucking 12 or 40 or 60 like some people. But either way, I digress, though. Got an action-packed show for you today. Oh, yeah. Got lots of questions to answer for all these beautiful people out here. All right, I see you. Got that weekend box office. We got to see who failed, who bombed, who completed, who done what they needed to do. Got to talk a little bit about them Blu-ray releases. I don't know what's going to top Civil War last week, baby. Ain't nothing going to top that. Well, we'll have to find out then. And then we got trailer talk with the Blair. No, I'm not doing it. Fuck that. We're doing Snowden. Snowden, yeah, there you go, yeah. Blair, fucking, ugh. I have been watching that movie drop like a whore, because I walked out of that movie before I left out of town, and I saw that, and yeah, Paranormal Activity, Ghost Dimension all over again, pretty much, you know. And I looked on the ratings, Rotten Tomatoes, and I saw that motherfucker at 100%. I said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And that motherfucker has been plummeting ever since then. I ain't never seen something start off so strong. And now that shit is just rotten. Just like you deserved. I don't want to spoil my review. So you know what? Let's go ahead and talk about some questions. Like I said, I want to thank all the spoiling bastards out there checking that video. I want to thank all the spoiling bastards out there that's been checking the reviews, commenting, and all that great stuff that you guys been doing to support yours truly at Movie Spoilers. You guys are awesome, and you are the backbone of this site, if you will. Technically I am, but whatever, you know. You can get some credit where credit is not due, I guess. I don't know, but you know what? I love you guys either way. And the first question we got here is from last week's episode. I'm Mr. Brennan. Like I said, we just gonna kick right things off in the thing, because I'm here by myself, so ain't no point of just ring-a-ling-a-ling, right? Whatever the fuck that means. Brennan says, DC just seems to be the talk of the town as of lately, but never for any good news. Joe Manch, or however the fuck you spell his name, as Deathstroke. Ugh. DC, for crying out loud. Seriously? Anyone but this guy. And fans are actually happy about this casting. I just don't get how DC / Warner Brothers keep getting these untalented people to be casted in roles we want to see on the big screen. That big silver screen, or the big golden screen, as they call it when it's in IMAX. Hey, Brennan. I can 100% agree with you. I think me, Cody, and TC talked about this on episode 230. That big 230 episode. Go check that out, people. Put this down and go check that out. It's a huge episode. And, you know, Cody, I guess I can speak for him. He said he don't like this shit neither. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I definitely don't fucking like that guy. Sucks, okay? The only goddamn thing he's been in that I liked, And he don't even have a major role in it. It's Spider-Man. It's Flash Time. That's it, okay? Other than that, fuck this dude, okay? This dude sucks ass, okay? I'm talking about sucks a whole lot of ass. I'm talking like Cherokee ass, Beauty Dior, Sarah J type ass. He like that ass is so big that he is sucking the whole life out of them kind of asses and shit. I ain't talking about Margot Robbie's little tiny ass and Suicide. I'm talking about huge giant porn star asses. As to how much this guy sucks ass, okay? This guy sucks. All right, I don't even know what in the blue fuck. Hey, what was that boy name? Stephen Lang, was it? And Don't Breathe? Hell, take him. I'd have been more happier than that shit. Just, what, you think because you put a fucking eye patch on him and you dye his hair gray? Joe Mangione, oh my God, he looks just like that. Guy sucks. And all these fans that are just approved. I wrote on an Instagram post about it. And, I think it was TC's, yeah. And I wrote, because he wrote, Deathstroke has been cast and stuff like that. And I said, ugh. This guy fucking sucks. And I got a barrage of comments saying, oh, what do you want it? You want it to be that actor from Arrow? Hell no. They act like those are the only two actors that could have been fucking Deathstroke or whatever. You could have got it. The list of actors in Hollywood goes down spiral. You could have think anyone fucking better. Like I just said, Stephen Lang would have been a much better fucking choice for that. And then I got another guy saying, well, I think you should give him a chance because... you know, even though his other movies suck, you know, this could be something that breaks out for him. It's like, wow, you DC fans are just content with shit shoved down your face. Like, what DC fans, have some quality in your fucking product, please. You get this fucking D-level actor to be one of the baddest-ass villains in the DC universe? One of the baddest-ass Batman villains, Teen Titan villain, whatever the fuck you want to call him, shit. I don't give a damn. He's one of the best assassins in the DC universe, and you get Joe Mangione? What? What? DC, you just want me to hate you, don't you? Because you just keep doing shit that just never inspires me to say anything positive about your ass, huh? I personally think DC is trolling the internet. And they're just at content as well with trolling the people that are praising us. And when it comes to Justice League, whatever, they're going to point and laugh and say, oh, you fools actually bought into this shit. We don't know what the hell we doing. You know, that's what I think is going to happen. I think that's really going to happen. People, I got to say too, by the way, I want to give a high five. I want to give a high 10-5, by the way, to, like, Deadpool. I want to give a high 10-5. I guess that don't make any sense, whatever. Anyway, whatever. To Japanese hotels. They stocked this bar with nothing but the best of the best whiskey. I have never opened... I don't give a fuck about mini fridges when I'm in a hotel because they always got some shitty-ass... vodka or cheap ass rum or something like that, whatever. But this shit has Hibiki 17, that Yamazaki 12, that Hakusha 12. I'm in fucking heaven right now, whatever. I'm like, I don't even need to leave the hotel to get what I need to get. I really think that I was supposed to be born here. I think this is my home. I think I'm gonna stay too, by the way. I'm gonna watch my ass be wanting to come back when I see all this pollution and shit. But anyway, whatever. Yeah, Brendan, I'm with you on this DC shit, though. Fuck him. Back 2.0, Blue Hybrid. He says, honestly, to me, stop motion animation is unique. Is unique and one that really requires a lot of time and talent to make that. I have a look on a behind the scenes on Most Lake of Projects, and I really see a lot of work going into it. Oh, yeah, man. I love the work that they put into it. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, nobody can question it. They make some of the best credit sequences in all of Hollywood. Without a doubt. If you want to even argue that, whatever, you got to stick up your ass for that studio, probably. And yes, Kubo does strike me with that anime vibe, especially with the Japanese mythology that really gets me hooked into it. This had, like, that feeling with most people watch one of the earliest Studio Ghibli films. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Hell, most people compare Lego to Ghibli. And hey, both studios made great movies, so I see nothing wrong with that. Hey, when I first saw Coraline, I made that same comparison. Especially when Paranorma came out, my Paranorma review, I made the same comparison as well. I kind of backed off that comparison nowadays, even though both studios do, like you said, they make some great films, but I am full-fledged behind Leica and everything they do, and hopefully Kubo is still in that top five, and we'll find that out a little bit later.
But I think Laker is probably, you know, easily, people always say, oh, there's no originality. Laker is easily one of the most original studios out there, without a shadow of a doubt. And it's fucking good. It's produced quality, good movies, too, at that. Penelope, she says, I feel like everyone in Asia is just extremely nice. Well, besides the leaders of North Korea. That's not true. They're really nice people. I probably shouldn't say that on air. I probably shouldn't. Especially with Trump almost president. Yeah, I definitely. You know what? To be honest, being in Asia, I can see why Trump must have banned products and shit like that being made in Asia. Because, damn. America, you need to step your game up. Asia is, I think we kind of already knew this as Americans, that Asia was far ahead of us. But when you see it firsthand, you just like, yeah. This country is almost just a little bit better, to be honest. Minus the pollution. What has been the best thing you've seen on your travels? The best things, huh? Man, I've seen so many great things, Penelope, and I keep getting asked that from people over Instagram that's messaging me and stuff like that. What's might be my favorite place to visit so far? And Taiwan, although I did enjoy myself, Taiwan is more industrialized and like more like Monpar markets and stuff like that. I mean, they got some nice little places to visit and stuff like that, but that probably was my least favorites. It's a toss-up between Tokyo right now and Shanghai. I'm spending about the most equal amount of time in both Shanghai when I was there. Because Shanghai was just luxurious like a motherfucker. I was not expecting what I saw. I mean, I don't think I posted a photo but of the mall that they have out there. But that motherfucker looks like a 20-store floor, 10-star hotel or something like that. This shit is luxurious like a motherfucker. You don't think they dye their hair and perm that motherfucker and go like, you don't think I look fabulous, bitch? Yes, they look nothing but fabulous. What in the fuck is that? No, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. In Japan, I mean, if you're just into pop culture and stuff like that, such as, you know, Moa, you know, the phenomenal one, and plus the whole site runs around that, I mean, how could you not like Asia? I mean, Japan. Excuse me. How could you not like Japan? Japan's got everything. I mean, I just finally went to some of their nightlife club scenes, if you will, and oh, my lord. You know what? I know what it was the best thing. Chicken and martini glass. Yeah. Which, by the way, you can't get in there with them. They'll throw your ass out. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta learn things the hard way, people. Sometimes. Either way, I digress. Daryl. He says, well, speaking of wrestling, P1, I am sure you know of Chris Benoit. Oh, yes, I do know of him. I brought his name up plenty of times on this show, along with Cody. And that is one of those incidents where, man, it's a polarizing incident. I can tell you that right now. Anyway, your favorite director is doing a biopic film on him. What? They're doing a biopic on Chris Benoit? Oh. That's right, Miss Punisher Warzone director herself, Lexi Alexander. Oh my god. WWE is most likely not going to be happy on this. No, the fuck they are not, probably. Look, WWE, since that murder, they did a little tribute to him. That was before all the details came out. Then the details came out, they dropped that tribute. WWE has tried their best to bury everything about Chris Benoit. Even in matches that they show in previews and stuff of great classic matches, where it's like triple threats or just matches in general and stuff, they don't show photos of him at all. Video, none of that shit. They don't show any. Matter of fact, I don't even know if his name is, when you go through the record books of title holder, I bet his name is not even on most of those titles anymore. He is, without a doubt, one of the best technical wrestlers of all time before he passed away due to his incident. Lexi Alexander, oh my god, you are going, I'm telling you this right now, Lexi, you are going to get a lot of shit right now, because there is a lot of people that want that motherfucker, even though he's already dead, they want his ass dead even more. And personally, I think it comes from a little bit of ignorance too, when they wish bad upon, even though he's already dead once again, Chris Benoit. Especially when you look into the whole research of the facts of, you know, just the concussions in general he suffered, and then the prescription meds that he was getting from the acclaimed doctor that was feeding him all this shit and stuff like that. I mean, that was due to just fuck up his brain intensely or whatever. And I wasn't there for the incident, And I completely understand why WWE does not show him stuff like most of their product and stuff like that, because, you know, as great as a wrestler he was and all the accomplishments he made, just like Tom Hanks says in Sully, you know, I've had over 1 million passengers and flights and stuff like that, but yeah, my whole flight career is going to be coming down to these last 155, and that's 155 people that was on this thing. No matter how great Chris Benoit's career is, it's always going to get it's going to be holding a black light over it just because of that last incident that happened, the murder of his son and his wife, and the killing of himself at the same time as well. That is just like a backlight over professional wrestling and sports, any kind of entertainment in general. And nobody wants to talk about it, so Lexi Alexander, kudos to you for wanting to talk about it. You are going to get some shit for that, though. I already know it. Amethyst Chaos says, so Mr. Sinister is going to be in Wolverine 3. Anyone care? Oh, wait. This is not Deadpool 2. My mistake. Yeah, no, nobody give a fuck. Look, first of all, what the fuck is Mr. Sinister doing in Wolverine, okay? He should be in the next X-Men movie for Cyclops in there, unless they're tying this shit in somehow. Jesus Christ. Look, who gives a shit what Mr. Sinister's going to be? I can tell you this right now. X-Men has fucked up a lot of villains in their time. Like, almost all of them, to be honest. And characters. And I mean, X-Men has fucked up plenty of times. They've gotten lots of chances. Sometimes they rebound, sometimes they don't. But whatever. The only villain they got far right so far is Magneto. And even they're iffy on his ass nowadays, whatever. He keeps going back and forth and shit. But hey, especially after that last one, it's like, how do you make him a villain now? You just made him straight up a good guy now, you know? I mean, that seemed like it was a closing story to his whole thing or whatever. And I don't even think personally, as much as I would love to see him talk with Xavier and stuff like that, I don't even think he should be in the next one. But as far as Sinister goes, most likely they're going to fuck him up. But second of all, it's Wolverine 3. Does anyone give a fuck anymore? His last two sucked. And we ain't even talking about X-Men films. We talking about his movies. And you know, the best thing about these films, too, is everybody says it's all Hugh Jackman's input into the film. I'm starting to think, Hugh Jackman, maybe you just need to sit your ass back and not do a damn thing. Because I'm starting to think maybe you're the problem of the films. Because maybe you just don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to Wolverine. And you're throwing it in these movies or asking the directors or writers or put it in the film. And you just don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because I can tell you right now, your first movie, that was one of the most worst. That was one of the worst movies of superhero. Not just superhero. That was one of the worst movies I've ever fucking seen. That second one, does anybody even remember that? I don't even know what happened in that shit. No. Yeah, I'll wait. Don't worry. I'll wait. I'm waiting. I'll wait. Wait. Yeah, nobody remembers it. Hey, people are like, he had a second film? What? And then now this one, nobody gives a fuck, dude. You're done. It's time for you to go away. Time for you to go away, bro. Hate to tell you this, bro. Wolverine. You're a boring character. Well, not a boring character as far as X-Men comics and anime and all that stuff. You're a boring character in these movies. Without a shadow of a doubt. And you know, this whole wanting to do the Weapon X thing is just like, you're a little too late for that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about that no more. You've had plenty of opportunities to go over that. So let's move on to the next question here now, because I don't really give a fuck about Wolverine. You know, I give less a fuck of Wolverine than I do for DC, to be honest. Ariana, and this is coming from our, I just posted our YouTube video on the site, whatever, and stuff like that. Because, you know, obviously, I got to post our first fucking YouTube video on site. Come on now. Damn, this is success right here. And Ariana, she says, not too shabby for the first video, gentlemen. And I'm sure you'll get even better with more to come. I think for sure this should be an ongoing venue for you guys. Video is the way to go, and you're both just too pretty to hide behind audio. Aww. My boy. The hell does that mean? Why would I say that? yeah, Cody is pretty. I'm about half pretty. Like, if you look right here, I'm okay on that angle. But then the other side of my face, that looked like shit. Cody right here, he's got about a 95-degree angle. He's looking pretty right there. Look at the teeth. They're about perfect. The eyelashes are about lingering. The curls in his hair just flows with the summer of the wind breeze and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's about... And then look at me right over here, just plain old Joe here. Then you go back to him. Look at this. Look at this three-piece button suit down or whatever, stuff like that. That's hot. Look at me. I only got two-piece down or whatever. It looks weird. So, yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Yeah, pretty. Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, one and a half pretty. Cynthia, Aw, did you both call each other and said, I'll be Ebony, you be Ivory in shirts, laughing my ass off. Oh, Cynthia, you can go fuck yourself. You can go fuck yourself, Cynthia. Actually, now that you bring that up, I didn't notice that. Wow. You know, it's funny, too, because we're polar opposites of our microphones as well, too. If you can see in front of that moonshine bottle, Cody's microphone is white, and my microphone is black. So, wow, that is something. Cody, stop being racist, man. Come on. Come on now. Join your white brother in. Come on. Come on, bro. Man, most people probably saying, you the racist one. You got the white shirt on, bro. Hey, I always wear black, okay? Damn, that is some Ebony Ivory shit going on. All right, Cynthia, good point to you. Whatever. Fuck you. Jessica says, P1, you need to open every video up with your Suicide Squad dance. Ha ha, loving it. Loving has a G in it, girl. Not an apostrophe. Get it right. Keep it tight. I find myself doing it a lot now for some odd reason. You're not the first to tell me that, too. There's a couple of people on Instagram that keep telling me because I think I posted that clip on. Yeah, I posted that clip on Instagram as well. And there's a bunch of people, especially mainly the women. They're telling me every time they do something happy or positive, they say, I'm doing your Joker dance now. I'm so happy. I'm going like, and I always tell them, shit, you can do better than I can, whatever. So, Jessica, if you're doing that dance, I know you're finding the motherfucker. I just know it. I know you are. Please send that video over to moviesworldspodcast@gmail.com. I am looking forward to seeing that now. She continues, says, in the words of Mr. Ridge, please, Lord, just help me get one more dance. Help me get one more. Here, I'll do one just for you. An audio version. Yeah. Help me get one more. Hey, you better stop talking before making fun of him. That's a war hero. He's a war hero. Hero. He's a war hero. Yeah. Fuck that all up. All right, then. Let's get into some more questions, man. Comments and questions. And this comes from When the Bow Breaks. See, people thought I wasn't gonna get these reviews up, man. I told you, ain't gonna matter. Look, I gotta say, I gotta commend Twitter and our website too. People, if you don't know, our website, very intricate on the inside of the background work, and I'm able to put the review together and then save it as a draft and then put a time frame when I want it to go up and stuff like that. I don't even have to touch anything. Everything just gets automatically synced up. Not to mention my Twitter account is hooked up into the website, so bam, you automatically get what you get there. But then here's another thing too. I also on Twitter, because I have somewhat of a business Twitter account in a way, so I probably have more features than a lot of, I guess, normal Twitter users and stuff like that. I'm assuming, like Cody and Sam, I'm assuming they just have, like, you know, plain old Joe Twitter. But for me, I'm able to make a tweet and then add a date and time and stuff like that to when I want that tweet to go up. That's fucking awesome. That's just awesome in general for social media and stuff like that. Somebody shut that goddamn dog up wherever. Shit. I'm sure somebody's going to eat that dog later anyway, though. Oh, yeah, that's China, not Japan. Sorry. But Tiffany says, this shit has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm not shocked by that it was this bad. The writing here sounds like it was done in a weekend. Oh, you're being generous, Tiffany. That shit was done in 2 hours. Easily 2 hours, you know? I'm looking it up right now on Rotten Tomatoes as well, too. I want to see. Oh, wow. Damn. Like, first of all, when you go on display, it doesn't even show the percentage and stuff. You got to click on it, and when you click on it, bam, 0%. Even the users got 54%. They didn't even want to see this shit. This shit has a total of 12 reviews, all from the phenomenal one at Movie Spoilers Podcast. Okay, and then it says F. Okay, that's one review. Then the next one, U. Next review, C. Next one, K. Space. Next review, I. Then next review, T. Okay, that makes sense. And then it's just going T's for the rest of the 12. Yeah. Of course, we didn't like this shit. Well, first of all, they didn't screen this for critics. So it's clear that they wasn't going to like this shit. I mean, that's obviously. I'm looking at the user reviews here, though. Look at this shit. Five stars. It's actually not the same as other movies. This woman isn't just obsessed with the husband and wants him or just jealous. She was actually chosen to be a surrogate and carry their baby. I can't wait to. Oh, she ain't even seen the damn movie. Never mind. She giving this shit already 5 stars. She ain't even seen the damn movie yet. I think this is based off a book. At least I think it is. I don't know. But, well, oh, look at this one. 5 stars. Wow, all black class, and we aren't playing slaves. I can't wait to see this. Eat a dick. Man, 4.5. I know we've seen the story a couple times, but it's a different cast. So I don't mind watching the movie. I would watch it. Why so much negativity, though? Because it fucking sucks. That's why. What do you mean, why the negativity? What do you mean? Oh, my. I knew that slavery shit was going to get brought. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Look at this shit. 5 stars. There are lots of... all these reviews I just read came from women, too, by the way. And look like black women, for that matter. There are lots of storylines that are repeated that people still bombard at the movie theaters to go see. So, yeah, use that as an excuse instead of saying why you really don't want to see it. It's not the plot that makes that movie... Okay, you clearly don't know what the fuck you talk. The plot makes the movie, girl. What are you talking about? It's not the plot that makes the movie? What? What? A great movie has to have actors that can actually act. Oh. Given the material is good, yes. This looks just like that movie. I also think it has a great plot, too. I'm excited. I already have the tickets. Oh, my God. Somebody burn that girl's tickets. Oh, man. Look at this one. Oh, my God. Look at this shit. LOL. 5 stars. Why are all the white people mad? Y'all can't stop this greatness. We will support all our all-black cast, even if you won't. Give it your 0% all you want. Nobody gives a fuck about your thoughts anymore. Bye. Oh my, you know what? This is the one time I'm probably just gonna be racist towards black people. What the fuck are y'all talking about? Come on. Come on now. Look at this. I'm 5 star. I have to see this movie because it has he puts AA, but African American cast. It does look like a lot of the others, but done right. Large group going to go see it tomorrow. And that comes from Angel. Alrighty then. Okay, well. I mean, I could just go on and on and how all these reviews... look at this one. 5 stars. I thought it was a retread of previous, but it wasn't. It was actually really good and unpredictable. And certain, okay. All right. You know what? I'm done reading y'all. Y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about no more. Y'all will just support any goddamn stupid shit that nowadays I see. Like, this is getting ridiculous. I really enjoyed this movie. It was suspenseful, had a lot of good, solid storyline. It was not as predictable as I feared it would be in the movie. Jack Sullivan was great in her role and was very similar. No, the fuck she wasn't. I appreciate the fact that there was no run-of-the-mill male bashing. What? Did we forget about her husband? Or whatever the fuck he was supposed to be. That shitty-ass dude. The movie really showed you both spouses' side in this situation. Regina Hall is showing in this film that she is more than her scare. She's been showed that, girl. Where have you been at? Where the hell have you been at? Where in the blue fuck have you been at? Morris Chestnut delivered as usual. As usual. Okay, I guess that means mediocre as fuck then. Yes. Showing that he is able to be the man that most, if not all, women would not mind having in their lives in some way. Okay, so you speaking from some fantasy shit. What the hell that got to do with his movie? This movie is entertaining and held up on it. Okay, you can go fuck your review. You know what? I give all those reviews, I give it a fuck it. Yeah, that is the first time in Movie Spoilers history I'm going to give a review a fuck it. This movie was shit. 0% proves that, Tiffany. Back me up here. Vanessa, she says, saw this with my girls and, well, we all enjoyed it. Had a good time. That's because you was with your girls. That's why. And you know why? Because your girls probably fucking brainwashed you into liking this shit. As I got in the car, though, I already knew critics was not like this. Yes, it's fun for a girl's night, but yeah, not a good movie. There you go. Vanessa, you just summed it up. It's fun for a girl's night because it plays on a lot of women fantasies because it sounds like it came out of something out of some 1970 romance novel. So therefore, you're going to enjoy it. But when it comes to being just a good movie, y'all need to scrap that from your fucking reviews or whatever, because that shit's not a good movie. This shit's actually kind of one of the worst films of this year, if not mistaken. Actually, yes, it is, without a shadow of a doubt, it is definitely the worst movie of this month. Thinking about it. Yep, probably so. Yep. Next comment question we got here. Up in here. The wildlife. Okay, you know how I said to win the bow break? Maybe it might be tied with this fucking movie. Will says, so this is a real thing. Shocking. P1, I think you would have done better just letting Cubo play throughout the film. You know, there was that moment, like I said, I let that opening sequence happen for, I'm telling you, he got to the beach and he was already full grown. That's like a 5-minute scene right there. I let that scene go on for forever before I had to go make that claim. It was just like, as much as I really want to see Cubo and would prefer to see it much more than this fucking film, I'm here to see the wildlife so I can get a review up because I'm going to be out of town and just need a review, I guess. Yeah, I kind of regret that now. Merle. In all seriousness, I have no idea what the hell this film is. You know what? I've seen the film, Merle. I don't even know what the fuck it is still. You know what it is? I think it's a film that got buried. Okay, that's what it is. There's no way in hell this movie made it anywhere near
the top five.
But then again, I've seen Stranger Things happen, so we'll see. And I'm talking about the show, neither. No pun intended. How are we getting some last nitty-gritty here with the disappointment review? And I only got one comment here, and that's from Xavier McGrew, and he says, you could say this movie is a disappointment. Like, I haven't heard of that one. Actually, I've heard that one nonstop since this fucking review went up. And I think someone even used it in their fucking review as well, too. I'm like, ugh, why would you even try? It's like the easiest fucking joke you could probably go for, I guess. I don't know. But I guess people that don't want any beef, and I guess that's what you go for. For me, I'm just, this movie, another movie came out this week. I don't know what the fuck it was about. I still don't know what the fuck it was about. And personally, I really don't give a fuck, to be honest. But now that we're done with all that good stuff, let's go ahead and talk about my favorite thing to talk about, and that's King Falls AM. What is the... okay, hey. I know a new episode is coming very soon. It's coming very soon. And I know you guys can't wait to get your little grubby hands on that shit, especially after how last episode ended. Oh my God, you must have been losing your shit. Your shit has to been like frolicking like a motherfucker. I can just, I'm salivating right now. I taste it, people. But if you love King Falls like I do and you want to help them out, you can do so by heading over to iTunes and leaving them a 5-star rating and review. And if you want to check them out, but you don't really give a hell about iTunes and really care for iTunes, you can also head on over to MovieSportsPodcast.com, the home of the voice of the voiceless. That's right. Haven't said that in a while. And you can definitely listen to them here on the site every 1st and 15th of the month, and just how they release it as well. Because, hey, what goes great with a King Falls episode? How about a new movie review from yours truly? Oh my God. Oh boy. And if, since you're already over on the site and you love King Falls, you love reviews and you love podcasts and stuff like that, hell, you're about to start loving video now, then why don't you subscribe then? MoviesPostPodcast.com. Just go ahead and you look in your right hand corner. You can go ahead and subscribe. Subscribe. I said subscribe. I think my Asian side is kicking in now. And not to mention, Blu-ray releases that I talk about, man, that's in the Amazon link below. You can go ahead and click on that and you can buy your Blu-rays from them. Or that's usually where I get my Blu-rays from. I'm not gonna lie. I just order it. It shows up and I go like, huh, I did order this. I forgot. Damn, I need to cancel the other one I ordered then. Huh. But yeah, you head on over to the website then, MovieSportsPodcast.com. You can also head on over to our YouTube channel now at YouTube.com/MovieSpoilers, I think. I think it's that? Yeah, it should be that, right? Yeah, it's, I guess it's something like that, yeah. And you can subscribe to our channel now. I can say that now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to the website, and go ahead and like the video, check it out. Tell us know what you think in the comment section below. Everything that gets posted. Right? I think. Yeah, I think that's how that works. Okay, yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah. Anyway, though, people, let's go ahead and get into that that thing I like to call that good old week. I just looked at the fucking top five. You gotta be fucking kidding me. That weekend box office. Oh, my God. And opening up with number five. I fucking can't believe it. You gotta be shitting me. The Wildlife. And look, I only think that's happened because it's a new movie that came out. It reluctantly got 2,500 theater release. And just because everything else has just been there for fucking forever. God damn, but Wildlife beat Cubo just by that. Just by that. It, like, just by an inch. Son of a bitch. Wildlife, the budget on that was, I think, $18 million. It's not listed here, but it made $3.5 over here. And $20.8 over... Are you... Oh, God damn it, overseas. This is the... like Ice Age, this is another fucking shitty animated film that overseas... And why wouldn't they? Because I think this is European, too, whatever. I mean, I don't know anything about this that it's based off and stuff. I know it's based off the guy that that played him in here, at least the animated voice and stuff. So, 24.3 worldwide. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, Lionsgate Summit, you should be fucking happy with yourselves, I guess. The number four film, jumping from number two with $5.7 million. This is a terrible, well, I guess it's been in there for fucking 6 weeks now, so terrible. Nah. $5.7 million on Suicide Squad. It finally made $700 million worldwide. Finally. Budget of $175. Domestically, $307.8. Overseas, $392.6. Worldwide, $700.4 million. One of the brothers probably happy with this, and they probably already greenlight another shitty sequel to this film. That's awesome. Dropping from number one is now at number three with $8.2 million, and it got 333 more theater releases is Don't Breathe. I'm sure Sony is really happy with this. 9.9 was the budget on this film, and it made 67.5 domestically. Overseas, 20.8, worldwide, $88 million. Yeah, man, this is going to hit $100 million worldwide. Domestically, I'll cap it at 80, probably. Either way, that's damn good for only a $10 million film, so... Don't Breathe Part 2. The way this movie ended, I wouldn't be shocked by that, actually. Number 2, I'm not shocked by this at all, is When the Bell Breaks at $14.2 million. These movies always open up with $14 million. Look back at it, people. I'm not bullshitting you. I think Only No Good Deed, I think that movie opened up with $20 million, maybe. But the last one, the good, the perfect guy, whatever the hell that Michael Eaton was called, $14 to $16 million opening. Budget on this was $10 million. Why would it cost more than that? It's cheap as fuck. It's made $15 million. These movies always open up with this amount of money. And then they go, oh, see, look at this. We want these kind of movies. When your budget is $10 million and you make $15, obviously, you're going to make that money. But how could you fuck that money up? Unless you're Morgan. That's a different whole story now. And the number one, this is how you open up a film. Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks, $35 million. That's Sully. Budget on that was $60 million. This made $38 million. And overseas, $10.5 million. Worldwide, $48.5 million. It's easily going to make its budget back, number one. Number two, it's going to get some Oscar nods. Number three, it's already quoted as probably the best movie of the year already. It's just got everything going for it. Word of mouth is good. I think it's in the 90s. I'm not sure. Maybe in the 80s or something like that. It's got a credible director behind it. Well-known, credible actor in it as well. Aaron Eckhart is in there as well. What more do you need to make a good movie? I hate this fucking song, by the way, people. The Disappointment Room, that came in number 17 with, well, I guess I had to make that cheap-ass joke. Yeah, this was disappointing in the box office. It only made $1.4 million. That's on a budget of $15 million right there. And you know what? Speaking of Morgan, I want to check in on that. That's at number 22 now with $504,000. It made $3.6 million and overseas $2.4 million, worldwide $6 million. It's only $2 million away. This has got to be the hardest $8 million ever to make back. Wow. Check on my little film here, too. Cubo and the Two Strings at number 6, $3 million in May. $41 million, $8 million, $49 million, so it's at $50 million worldwide. Only $19 million away, right? Whatever. Whatever, people. I give up on trying to convince people that that they should go see good films, original films, better films, you know? All I better know is Cubo and Two Strings and Laika and all that, man, they better just keep making films, and they better give me one more, goddammit. They better give me one more. That is never going to get old here, people. Never going to get old.
Anyway, though, Blu-ray releases.
Blu-ray releases. It is that time again, and I got some movies for y'all. Oh my God, here we go. I got a bonus one too for y'all with GOAT. I didn't see this film, but I heard some good things about it. And this is that one directed by Andrew Neil with Nick Jonas in there and Ben Schneitzer. I forgot who else was in this film. I think James Franco was in it, if I'm not mistaken. But if this is some straight to Blu-ray release. So, but I still heard good things about it. I heard that they had obviously a screener for critics and stuff like that. But I've heard good things. I have no idea what it's about, to be honest. I'll probably check this out when I get to... Shit, actually, since it's straight to Blu-ray, I might just check it out on the fucking plane or something like that. Either way, though, yeah, if you want to look for, a good film that I really direct, I can tell you right now, these user reviews don't look so positive. I guess it's 89%. Whatever. Okay. Next one we got here is Free State of Jones, that Matthew McConaughey, Gugu Macbeth film that was so forgettable that nobody gave a fuck about because this movie... kinda sucked. Yeah, so, yeah, that sucked ass, actually. At least it did to me. I really didn't give a fuck about this movie at all. Next one we got here is another movie that nobody really gave a fuck about either, because I don't think anyone voted for this at all in the best summer list on the poll we had on the site. Talking about that Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising. Some people hated it. Some people say, I don't think anybody really loved it. I think maybe a few found it more likable than the first one or whatever. I was just kind of like, for me, it's kind of just like the first one, to be honest. I mean, it's there. I mean, it's one of those Seth Rogen, other than Sausage Party, whatever, where, you know, either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. But this is one of those Seth Rogen live action films where you just like, I mean, it's just like a typical Seth Rogen film here. I don't really see anything, nothing new, different, or anything like that. Kind of the same shit. For the love of God, don't make a fucking third one. Even though I know they most likely will. But, Seth, I'm telling you right now, and I don't think they will, too, because I don't remember this one really making that much money, but I don't really think Seth gives a fuck about that, neither does Sony. Or not Sony, Universal. I mean, I think Universal. Yeah, Universal made this one, yeah. And the last one we got here, it made Cody's and mine list of the summer. And I'll let you, listen to the video or, you know, listen to the podcast, watch the video or listen to the podcast version. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Oh, this piece of shit. Oh, this movie can suck my dick. This movie... as probably one of the worst actor interaction I have ever seen in movies, period, between Tyler Perry and Megan Fox. Cody finally saw it, and he kind of confirmed it with me that, yeah, that scene was pretty fucking god-awful. And oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen anything that fucking terrible between probably one of the worst female actors you get and one of the worst male actors you can get to just play off of each other. And it's just like... wow, you really do need actors for films, no matter how shitty the material is. They just can't deliver worth a goddamn dime here. It was just terrible, too, because they're both hamming it up, too. You're just like, oh, God, how long is this scene going to go on for? Not as long as this talk about for this Blu-ray, I can tell you that right now, because fuck that movie. Upcoming movies now. Man, there is a lot of shit coming out, but I don't know if it's for general audience, because I'm looking at my list... what they send me for RSVPs and stuff like that or whatever. But then I'm looking at a list here if I got some limited release. I see a ton of limited release films. And I see one that is coming out, though. I don't know. I think it's limited release for us. I don't know. I'm just going to say for critics or whatever. But that is Mr. Church. That's that Eddie Murphy, Britt Robertson movie. And I saw this trailer finally. And I looked at the end of it and I said... is Eddie Murphy going to fuck that white girl? What's going on at the end of here? They all hugged up and shit like that. Now, Britt Robertson, if you don't know who she is, she was in Tomorrowland. She played the main chick in there. I thought she's a cute girl. I ain't going to go as far as saying hot, but she's got that look on her like, oh, yeah, she's cute. I how the fuck old is she? Because she really could pass for a kid in Tomorrowland. At least she did in that movie.
But Mr. Church, Eddie Murphy's comeback, I guess, right? Oh, it is getting bashed like a motherfucker. 13%. Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I know this play at some film festivals, and, whoo, this ain't looking too good, people. I'm looking at one review. The worst movie ever made this year. Oh, wow. All right. The Beatles. 8 days a week. The touring years. Oh, my God. The Beatles. Who want to see a documentary directed by Ron Howard, nonetheless? This is getting heavily praised, especially over here. It's getting really fucking blazed. And who don't love the Beatles? Who don't love Ron Howard? And he definitely can need it, especially after his last movie, In the Heart of the Sea. He can use a hit on his hand. Who knows? It's probably getting nominated for Best Documentary, too. We'll see. I'm not checking it out. I really don't give a fuck about documentary. So, not to say I don't really give a fuck about documentary. I just don't give a fuck about the documentary about the Beatles. What the fuck else could you say about the Beatles? I ain't seen it all now at this point. Next one we got here is for the main releases now. Bridget Jones' Baby. Renee Zellweger and Colin Firth and Patrick Dempsey. And who the fuck was asking for this movie? What in the blue fuck is this shit? Well, I guess you have to wait and see to my review. Because yes, I saw it already and... Well, we'll get into that when they get into that, right? And then this fucking gem. What is it, 20 years now? 1997 that the first one came out? 19 years, I guess? Almost 20 years. They decided to make another one of these goddamn Blair Witch films. Oh, my fucking God. Look, I told you, people. That shit started off at 100%. And that had me baffled like a motherfucker. I said, you got to be shitting me. There is no fucking way. This motherfucker is at 50% now. I just love how that shit just dropped halfway through. I love it. I absolutely, yes, you say what the hell you want. I want this movie to fail. I don't want this movie succeeding at all. I don't want more of these Blair Witch films and stuff. And I see the people that's praising. They're like, oh, it's much better than that. Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, shit, whatever. I don't give a fuck what it's better than, whatever. This movie is trash, okay? Trash. But you're going to have to wait till this weekend to hear that review. I think I'm going to go ahead and get into that Snowden trailer talk now. I have a lot to say about this trailer, but... Well, actually, not this trailer, because I haven't seen this trailer. I've only seen the first trailer. But you'll hear the review, and you'll be like, oh, he didn't really have much to say at all, to be honest. I think I saw this trailer. Maybe I have. I don't know. I can point out two things I have a problem with in this trailer, though. Dead-eye asked why. Blocks rich frequencies. Before we get on to the stories, I need to know more about you. I'm 29 years old. I work as a private contractor for the NSA, for the CIA. Okay, first problem with this trailer. I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's one of my favorite actors. That voice is annoying as fuck in this trailer, okay? Whatever that accent he's doing or whatever the hell he wants to call it, it's fucking annoying.
I worked in various jobs in the intelligence industry for the last 9 years. Listen, they're going to come for me. You know, now that we've made contact, they're going to come for all of you too.
How about we just start with your name, okay?
My name is Edward Joseph Snowden.
My name is Edward Joseph Snowden.
They're really promoting this as an Oliver Stone film. I'm just like, I don't think people give a fuck about Oliver Stone. Okay, I guess. I mean, at least the general audience, they don't give a fuck about Oliver Stone. Don't be shy. Problem number two. Shailene Woodley. Look, girl, you were good in The Descendants, but God knows how long ago that came out and shit like that. But, man... The last four movies I've seen you in, you have sucked ass in it. And Shailene Woodley, these facial reactions she's making, I'm just talking about the trailer, I'm gonna talk about the movie, I don't wanna spoil a review. You are making the same faces you normally make. I'm just like, can this girl act or what? I mean, I think we just liked it because that was her first time coming, but Jesus Christ. Yeah, Shailene Woodley, she is the final straw, and plus she's a love interest at that, so oh my God, oh my, oh boy. Can you emote, girl, please? Just emote, just a little bit. That's all I'm asking for. Well, why the fuck is When the Saints Will Be Marching In playing?
Searching all what people make public, we're also looking at everything they don't.
I didn't know about you in conversations.
Who is this?
He's out there.
Are they watching us?
house is burnt. One man can stop the motor of the world.
What was it about this job that makes it more important than your life?
One man can't do that. America just makes a big deal about it and then makes it seem like he can. But I digress.
Snowden has been charged with espionage.
No idea what it's like to be accountable for other people's lives.
Are you going away?
God, she is terrible. An Oliver Stone film. I'm trying to think, what was the last movie that boy made? Oh, by the way, people, Nicolas Cage is in this film. Pretty goddamn hilarious, actually. Yeah, I know that they're really pumping Oliver Stone's name all over this shit, and I'm just kind of like, I can't think of a movie he's made recently that people just lost their shit of. As far as directing goes, I know, the last movie he made was Savages, wasn't it? I could be blanking, I don't know, maybe I'm missing or something, but yeah, it was Savages, and that movie was a piece of shit. And then before that, he made that Wall Street movie, which nobody really remembers that or talked about that. And that was with the Shia LaBeouf. And I thought Shia LaBeouf did a great job with it, but yeah, whatever. South of the Border or DW. Yeah, it didn't say South of the Border, then W. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why you're putting his name on this as if people give a fuck and stuff like that. Because his last few movies have been, well, kind of tankers, to be honest. Nothing special or anything like that, so... I don't know why Oliver Stone is the drawing point of that. I think, if anything, it should just be Snowden himself. But then again, I don't think anybody knows who the fuck Snowden is, to be honest. So, whatever, I digress. What do I think this is going to do in the box office? Let's just say this. I think it has a really good, strong chance of beating Sully with only $30 million. Yeah, I'll go and say maybe $22 million. I don't know, somewhere around there. I'm just throwing a number out there right now. I don't really know. But Blair Witch might beat it for all I fucking know, to be honest. The way these people go see fucking films nowadays. Plot is not an important part of the movie. when the bow breaks review, people. That's from a user review, too. Ignorant fuck. Anyway, though, people, that is the show. That is the trailer talk. That is the show. That is the addition. Plot is not important. What the fuck? And this is why you leave it to professionals. Like me. One of the best professional bullshitters. That's right. That is right, people. That has been the show. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Movie Spoiler Pod. I'm also on that Google Plus at Moviespoilers_TPO. Follow us on YouTube now. YouTube.com. Yeah, sure, why not? YouTube.com/MovieSpoilers. I actually got to look that up. I don't know if it's Movie Spoilers Podcast or whatever, but... I think it's just Movie Spoilers, but probably not even that, to be honest, whatever. It's only our first video. I don't think they gave us a URL yet, but whatever. I digress. Just type in top 5 worst summer movies, and you'll find us, and you just click on it, and then subscribe to it, and stuff like that. Then and you can also follow me on the grams of Insta. I'm over there at Instagram at Phenomenal1, and it's one of the best ways of conversating with me on my ventures in Asia, because most of the social media things are banned, so I have to use an American VPN to access that shit. I don't know if, it's fine. I was about to say, I don't know if that's legal, so I shouldn't probably be saying that. Yeah, it's fine. It's legal. It's on your phone. I mean, shit, why wouldn't it be if it's on your phone, right? Head on over to MoviesPoilersPodcast.com. Subscribe to the site. Check out shows. Watch the videos. Listen to podcasts. Look at Cody. Look at me. Don't look at Sammy. You know, just do what you normally do, people. And that has been the show. I'm your spoiling host, the most, the phenomenal one. This has been Movie Spoilers episode 232, and I will see you next week for episode 233. Later, bastards.
It's the Movie Spoilers Podcast, putting all them movies on blast. You might hear some fucked up shit.